Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. on this November 8, 2017, and this is Live Talk. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah, standing in for the diaspora crew, Chris Gande and Jonga Kandemiri, who are in Pennsylvania right now in Allentown. Tonight, on Live Talk, we are talking about the tense political situation in Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans contesting elections in other nations. To join our discussion, you can phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back. Live Talk goes to out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. For joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we are talking about the unfolding political situation in Zimbabwe as former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa flees the country. He says his life is in danger and promises to come back to remove President Robert Mugabe from power. Mnangagwa's colleagues are currently being removed from all powerful ZANU-PF posts, with First Lady Grace Mugabe expected to take up the vacant post of vice president. At the same time, we will focus on Zimbabweans in the diaspora contesting various elections. One of them, Mr. Solomon Tembo, contested and lost the mayoral elections yesterday in Allentown in Pennsylvania, USA. Chris Gande and Jonga Kandemiri will give us details of this issue later on in the show. Siyalamukela kuhlelo lethu lalamhlanje uhlelo ole diaspora forum. Igama lami uPraxedes Jeremiah, ngimeleke uChris Gande kanye loJonga Kandemiri, bonake abahambe babona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho olwenziwe Allentown olokudinga umeya walelo dolobho lapho isizalwane seZimbabwe ekade esincintisa khona ngale. Bazabe bekhona ngeviki elizayo khonapha eThekwini. Kodwa ke kwalamhlanje sizabathinta ngocingo kumbe njalo ngomabonakude weSkype. Tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chanhasi, chirongwa Live Talk, asi tichitarisa kuti zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zvave kugara mune dzimwe nyika zviri kushanda zvakadini uye zviri kurarama zvakadini. Nhasi unoyu muchirongwa chedu tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika apo Emmerson Mnangagwa, avo vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika, vatiza munyika, hanzi vatizira kuSouth Africa, vachityira upenyu hwavo. Saka tichataura nemhongamupopoto iri kuitika nemanyamamire nerongo ari kuitika mubato riri kutonga reZANU-PF. Apo pabviswa vaEmmerson Mnangagwa, apo patarisirwa zvekare kuti mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika, Mai Grace Mugabe, vanova ndivo vachatora chinzvimbo chasiyiwa navaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Uyewo tiri kuona zvekare kuti vatsigiri vazhinji veZANU-PF vamunangagwa vechikwata chinonzi Lacoste kana kuti Ngwena, vese vari kupera kudzingwa mubato iri pamwe chete nemuhurumende. Ndozvatichange tichizeya nezvazvo. Lamhlanje sigxile kakhulu kunxavanxoza enzakala elizweni lethu eleZimbabwe, lapho ke usanda kuxoshwa khona umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa, obikwa esebalekele kwele South Africa ngoba esesabela impilo yakhe. Sizanxusa ke abaningi ukuthi babuye bazosincedisa ukuze sihlaziye lolo daba. Silawo amagqwetha, silawo njalo ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe, Silinxusa njalo linabalaleli ukuthi lani lingene kuhlelo kunombolo yethu 0012026192077 ukuze silithinte lani lingene kuhlelo liphathise njalo lingakhohlwa ukubana sikhona ku live stream yethu eFacebook lapho isi streama live uhlelo lwethu lonalolu lisiphathise libuye lizo like ama pages ethu athi VOA Indebele VOA Shona le Studio 7 ukuze lani liphatheke kuhlelo lolu li like njalo ipage yona le njalo liphatheke kunkulumo le engxabangxoza eyenzakala kuZANU PF sincedisane kulolu hlelo asazombe sekhona umhlonitsha wethu wakuqala akakabi khona asizamelela ke ikho ke ikho isilakho lamhlanje lokho ukuthi sibe lokho esiqoxa sibone ukuthi kati vele iZimbabwe yona iqonde ngapi sikhuluma nje ngoba ye sokwenzakele inkeme inkeme khona ngale ngase ZANU PF abanye ngabacabangela ukuthi ingxenye kungaba lempi yomdeni ngoba vele laba abalwisanayo abakamnangagwa labo balamasoja akhona ukucele lawo labo laba abaseleyo kuZANU PF abasekelana lo mongameli Robert Mugabe lomkakhe labo balamasoja kungenzakala ukuthi kube lenkeme nkeme ikho ke abantu bahlale belindile beqaphela takamirira vanyarikani vedu kuti vange vachiti joina muchirongwa chedu pamwe chete na Chris na Jonga kuti vange vachiti vachipindawo muchirongwa vachitisanangurira nezviri kuitika ikoko regai ndingotaurisa zvakanyanya pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika medu pari zvino vanhu varikutotyira kuti zvinhu zvingaite manyama amire nerongo nekuti vaEmerson Mnangagwa vanonzivo vatotiza munyika ndanzwa kuti pane munyarikari mwedu wekutanga our first guest is right here greetings to you Irene
thank you very much nice to be with you
thank you you see what's happening in our country can you weigh in and give us your thoughts
Yes, of course, I'm sure that every Zimbabwean, no matter where they are, has been following what's going on. Of course, these are troubling times, and I think that people will be very concerned and hopeful that whatever procedures are being used, that everybody is going to respect the Constitution and that we can continue to maintain peace in the country because it's a very unstable period right now.
When you talk about the constitution, which constitution now? The country's constitution or the ZANU PF constitution?
Well, I mean, we can talk about, I think the ZANU PF constitution is an internal issue to the party, but obviously the removal of the vice president of the country is something which was done in terms of the constitution of the country. And, of course, any developments need to comply with that framework because that is the framework that keeps the peace. It's the framework that allows us to maintain rule of law in the country and which sets out the way that we elect our leaders and how we should move forward as a country.
Legally, did the president stay in the framework of the constitution? Of the country by faking his vice president?
Well, I'm sure you'll get a 100 different answers from 100 different lawyers, but I think that he did comply. In terms of the constitution currently, the vice president serves at the pleasure of the president, so any vice president can lose that position at any time as long as he doesn't comply with the standards that are listed under the constitution. But definitely the president has got his own ability to say whether or not he wants that vice president to remain in office.
And we understand Mr. Mnangagwa has fled the country. Do you really think that his life is in danger?
No, well, I'm not sure whether or not that has happened, but I'm sure that he's not. He knows what the party is capable of, what people who do not support him can do. It's something which we've seen as civil society, which opposition politicians have seen. If you seem to be going against the status quo, there's always a danger. Whether or not it's a danger to your life is something that we could debate, but definitely. There's an intolerance of criticism, an intolerance of anything that seeks to change the status quo. So anyone who then puts themselves into that bracket, whether it's by themselves or through the actions of others, is obviously at risk.
Mm-hmm. Do you see this ZANU-PF infighting and all these strains could spill over and so much that chaos can happen in the country?
Well, I hope that it won't come to that. I'm sure, and that is why I was saying initially that, you know, all parties need to make sure that they respect the constitution and that anything is done in terms of the law. Now, I think the ruling party we've been seeing for a number of months and even more now, that there's a lot of turmoil going on. And I think that part of it is because they don't follow their internal rules and procedures. These are just things which come up. People make decisions day by day. There's no adherence to the rules. And in that kind of a situation, it can become unstable and it can be dangerous both for people who are within the party and for the general citizenry in the country because everyone is affected when there's instability.
Mm-hmm. Let me pick your thoughts about the ascent into power of the First Lady. Do you see her ending by wanting the vice presidency only?
Well, I can't get into the mind of the First Lady. Of course, the president has the power to choose anyone to be the vice president. We've seen that a lot of the rules have been thrown out of the window, and I suppose that we'll have to keep watching to see what happens. And in all of this, I mean, there's no thought at all to the citizens and the things which are important to them. I don't think that Zimbabweans are most concerned about who the vice president is going to be. They're concerned about the instability. They're concerned about the fact that they can't get money out of the bank. They're concerned that they can't register to vote. They're concerned about how the elections are going to take place when the Electoral Commission is not as professional as it should be. So these are some of the issues which are affecting us. And the longer and the more time that people spend speculating about things which are internal to a party which itself seems to be crumbling, none of these key issues which affect people's lives are being addressed.
Mm-hmm. And how can the international community intervene in such a situation?
Well, I mean, I think that they'll all have their own ideas and that, I mean, obviously these are issues which have to be addressed nationally and they have to be addressed by Zimbabweans as the ones who are affected. I think the regional bodies and the continental bodies should be doing is closely monitoring what is happening and making sure that they make it very clear that peace and security is important, that the constitution and international standards must be respected, and that they won't allow a situation where you know, things could escalate or degenerate in the country to a situation which then affects the entire region. So I think from that level, they'll be interested and should be monitoring very closely. Those who can speak to whoever needs to be spoken to should try and do that. But at the end of the day, as Zimbabweans, we have to take control of the situation and insist that, you know, we stop playing games and having all these sideshows and addressing the very critical issues and the deterioration which we're seeing every day in the country.
Last but not least, before I can let you go, Irene, and thank you so much for participating in our program today. What can the civic organizations do or play a role in all this, the civic organization as well as the opposition? What can they do?
Well, civil society, I think, must just continue to do what they've been doing and doing so nobly for all of these years. So they should be continuing to monitor the situation. Those who can provide services should do that. And they should try and ensure that they remain the watchdogs in this current situation and try and encourage and make sure that, that all political parties, you know, do what is best for the country and that they comply with the constitution. So I think their watchdog role is key. Opposition parties, I think that you know, there's a real opportunity now for some consolidation, but at the same time, you know, it's not whether it's the ruling party or the opposition party, politicians need to address the issues which are affecting Zimbabweans. We don't want people fighting with each other, arguing over positions and what they can take from the coffers, because there's nothing left. At this stage, we need opposition to be servant leaders and to make sure that whatever they do, it's in the best interests of the country and the people rather than themselves and their parties.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Irene, for participating in our program. Have a nice day.
Thanks very much, and thank you.
Yes. Irene Petras is a legal advisor for an organization, Africa International Center for Not-for-Profit Law. And she is Zimbabwean, and we are so glad that we could pick her thoughts over this issue of the debacle or the saga that's happening in the ZANU-PF political party, which is the ruling party in Zimbabwe right now. Lapho ke bengikhuluma lo nkosazana Irene Petras, yena ke oyingcweti wezemithetho, legal advisor kunhlanganiso ethiwa Africa International Center for Not for Profit Law. Usiphathiseke kakhulu ezama ke ukuxazulula ukuthi vele kutshoni khona lokhu kulwisana nalo kufuthelana osokugcwele ebandleni elibusayo eleZANU-PF osokwenze umongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Mugabe axotshe omunye wabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa oseze laye waze wabaleka elizweni esesabela impilo yakhe sizwakuthiwa asikwazi njalo ukuthi kumbe ubalekile impela na esesabela impilo yakhe. Tangandiri kutaura minutes apfuuraya na muzvare Irene Petras vanova iyo nyanzvi mune zvemitemo, legal advisor vaisangano reAfrica International Center for Not for Profit Law. Apo vanobva kuZimbabwe, naizvozvo vakashanda zvikuru muZimbabwe vachitarisa nezvemitemo iripo, vanga vachitipawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika mubato reZANU-PF, kurwisana kwavepo kwekuti kwatopatsura pato iri nechepakati, nekuti vamunangagwa vanga vangari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vakadzingwa basa navamugabe mazuva aperai, zvekuti hanzi vatizira kuSouth Africa kutaura kuno nekuti vari kutyira upenyu hwavo. Imo muno mu United States of America panga paine zvizvarwa zvezi chizvarwa chemuZimbabwe changa chichikwikwidza musarudzo ya mayor wedhorobha reAllentown kuPennsylvania. Saka tatumirako nyanzvi dzedu dzeDiaspora Forum vanova ndivo vanofanira kunge vakagara pano nhasi unoyu, asi nini ndatora nzvimbo yavo pari zvino nekuti vari kuPennsylvania. Jonga Kandemiri pamwe chete naChris Gande. Ndochitanga nqale ngawe Chris Gande, siyawamukela kuhlelo. Yes, siyawamukela kuhlelo Chris.
Yes, siyabonga.
Yes. Ungasithi ngamaficha nefahla-fahla ukuthi ukhetho lolo olokudinga umeya wedolobho leAllentown khona ngapho ngasePennsylvania lohambe njani izolo?
Hayi, luhambe kakuhle lona ukhetho, kodwa-ke njengoba thina sizizalwane zeZimbabwe besicabangela sikhangelele ngabomvu ukubana isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Solomon Thembo uzanqoba, kodwa hayi akusabanga njalo. Kodwa ke hayi nxa sikhangele umkhankaso wakhe awuzamile sibili, ubhodabhode njengabo abanye labo kathi ngincintisana labo abane. Siyazi ke ogcine senqoba umnumzana Ed Paloski ubevele engumeya, kodwa bebecabangela ukuthi kasozanqobe ngoba ulamacala awayetheswayo ukhangelela ukuba emthethwandaba ngozibandlela, kodwa abantu bebecabanga ukuthi khonokho kuzayenza ukuthi engenelisi ukunqoba, kodwa hayi unqobile umnumzana Paloski. Umnumzana Thembo yena hayi uthi yena nxa ebukhangela ubona ungani kulezi zathu ezimbalwa ezibangela ukuthi anganqobi, ezibalisa ukubana umkhathi ubungamanga kahle njalo uthi yena iningi lalabo abamsekelayo ngelihlala kachana lalapho kade kuvotwa khona ngabantu athi babefuna uncedo lokuthi baye vota, kodwa ke singazi ukuthi kungaba kuyizo izizathu zoqobo yini, ngoba anxa sikhangela inani lamavoti alingani hayi uthiwe sibili ngamavoti amaningi, yena uthole abo 200 omnqobileyo umnumzana Paloski yena wathola adlula wona i-4,000. So nxa ukhangela la umehluko wakhona uyabona ukuthi hayi bekulobunzima.
Kodwa ekukhankaseni khona lapho bekungela kulwisana okuvame ukuba khona nxa sikhangele ukhetho lusenziwa eZimbabwe, kuthethiswana lakunjalo.
Ngitsho sibili abantu ubungake wathi lukhetho nxa uqathanisa lolokho esikubona kusenzakala ekhaya, bekuzithulele nje kungela ngxabangxoza kungelani, indlela njalo abakhankasa ngayo ayifani laleyana ekhaya ukubuthelela abantu kumarali. Bebesenza okuncane nje okuthiwa ngama-town hall, lokuhamba ezindlini beyenza lokho okuthiwa i-door to door lasemgwaqweni, lapho beqhubela abantu amaphethane amagwaliba akhomba bona ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi lingangikhetha ngizakwenza njani.
Nxa uqathanisa lasekhaya wena ngokwakho njengentatheli izindaba, ubona ukhetho lwasemelika lalosekhaya lubehlukene okungakanani?
Lwehlukene kakhulu sibili, kakhulu ngoba lapha okokuqala ubona ukubana abantu nxa bekhetha lapha bakhangela umuntu ukuthi kuyini akuthi asithembisa khona, ngoba uzathola ukubana akula muntu ohlala ekubandla elilodwa ngenxa yokuthi esibona njengoko ekhaya ukuthi hayi mina ngiwezanu p f vele ngazalelwa kuzanu, angikhangeli ukuthi umuntu engimele ngimvotele uza ngilethelani, wena ukhangela ukuthi uvela kweliphi bandla. Kodwa lapha akunjalo, ngoba baningi abanye kade bekhuluma besithi hayi thina singama-democrats, idolobho leli vele liyaziwa ngokuba ngelama-democrats. Kodwa bebekhona abanye sike saxoxa labo besithi bona hayi ngama-democrats uPaloski siyamthanda kodwa hayi sesifuna ukuthi sibone ukuthi singakhetha omunye kuzaba njani, selamahlandla amathathu engumeya.
Hayi, bamba khona apha ecingweni Chris, nzaphenduka kuwe njalo. Wathi ngithathe umhlonitsho wethu osekhona ecingweni, uDr. Nkululeko Sibanda, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah. Sibanda uya uzwile la udaba lusegudini ekhaya ngale izinto kazisamanga kahle sezimimanzonzo. Yeah. Kuthiwa sokube lo mlilo la wothi siphethe ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje la siyaxolisa balaleli bethu. Sesifike ke emasiphitheleni ohlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje silusiza ukuthi nana usayenzi ukuthi siqhubekele phambili ngenxa yengxabangxoza esenzakala ngapha. Igama lami uPraxedes Jeremiah, ngimeleke uChris Gande kanye loJonga Khandemire.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our program. We had an emergency. We are sorry about that. We apologize. What is kubekele phambili ngohlelo lethu siyaxolisa-ke ukubana kube le-emergency khona lapha sagcina sesiphumile emsakazweni ekustudio. Kodwa-ke lokhu esiqhubekela phambili ngohlelo lethu lapho esibe sikhuluma khona ngengxabangxoza esenzakala ekhaya phakathi kwebandla le-ZANU PF. Lapho-ke umongameli Robert Mugabe esexabene lomunye wabasekeli bakhe waze wamxotsha umsebenzi, njalo sizwa kuthiwa usebalekele kwele South Africa ngoba esesabela impilo yakhe. Yikho-ke lapho kade sikhona khona sixwaziya ukuthi lokhu kubangelwe yini, njalo kungenzakalani phambili lapha. Njalo sibe sikhangele njalo ukhetho lwase-Allentown olokudinga umeya lapho isizalwane seZimbabwe ebesincintisa khona. Tinogamuchira mishirongwa chedu, tinoda kungoti tinoda kuti mutiregerero nezvaitika kuno. Kwangu kwakaitika emergency, saka tambobuda mustudio asi tadzoka zvekare apo tiri kutaura nezvemanyamamire nerongo ari mubato reZANU PF, apo mutungamiri wenyika vakadzinga mumwe wevatevedzeri vavo Dr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, avo vari kunzi vatotizira kuSouth Africa kutaura kuno nekuti vari kutyira upenyu hwavo. Wotike ntateke lo oncintise kukhetho lweAllentown oisizalwane seZimbabwe, avo vanga vari musarudzo yekutsvaga meya vedhorobha reAllentown vaSolomon Tembo vachitipirawo zvavasangana nazvo. Halo, vatembo, tinokugashirai muchirongwa.
Halai.
Makadinei?
Makasimbere.
Takasimba, makasimbawo. Zvafamba sei sarudzo yenyu?
Takakundwa, iye akanga aripo kudhara ndiye akangopinda futi. Saka and turn out actually it was very low because in Girikini kwaakanaya zvekunaya zvazvino sure. Saka masupporters edu akawanda ndiye muno mari ntown ndovaya vana mota dzekuendesa kuma polling stations and the like. Saka I think vakangosteya muzimba because it rained for like maybe five hours and did about 5 hours kuchinaya. Saka I think zvinaya zvakaita effect izvozvo kuti tisakwanisa kubudirira musarudzo.
Asi kana makatarisa sarudzo iyoyo, takati chienzanisa nesarudzo inoitwa kumusha, pane mutsauko?
Kuno kune democracy. Tinenge takabatana kana mapicture taitotorwa tese, ndinenge ndina opportunity wangu paside kana chifamba mapolling stations tichoshekana maoko tichitaura tese and tinenge chiwishana magood luck. Tokutoma umwe wacho ndakatomwa naye coffee pa one polling station. He offered me a coffee, ndikamwa naye coffee and then tino exchange ma telephone numbers and zvinhu zvekuti kumusha tikadaro so tinenge takanyatso kuita zvinhu zvakanaka and kunoko hakuna zvekurwisana kana kuita sei, tinenge tichingoita zvatiri kuita izvozvo. Anenge akunda anenge aruzawo.
Maminitsi edu ashara mashoma, asi ndoda kuti mutipowo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pezviri kuitika kumusha pari zvino, apo mutungamiri wenyika vadzinga mumwe wevatevedzeri vavo vaEmmerson Mnangagwa, avo vari kutonzi izvozvi kutaura kuno vatotizira kuSouth Africa nekuti vave kutyira upenyu hwavo.
Ndaasinganyatso hangu kutevedzera zviri kumusha nemakwiko angu ekunoko. But ndinongowishawo kuti kumusha kwedu kunakewo, vanhu tinzwisisane, tigarisane zvakanaka, tichibetserana tichipa vanhu mabasa, tichipa vanhu dzimba dzakanaka dzekugara. Tinofanira kunge tichiremekedzana tese, tiri vanhu vamwari, tinofanira kunge tiri pasi pamwari, tichiremekedzana tichienda kwese, tichibatana maoko. Zvandingotaura zvatinoita kunoko, tinofanira kunge tichidyidzana. Even wakundwa kukupati kana waita sei, ngatitarisirei kuti tive vanhu vanoshamwidzana zvakanaka, tichigarisana zvakanaka. Ndozvandinokurudzawo kumusha kuti vanhu ngavabatane, vanhu vawirirane, vanhu vachitendana zvavanenge vachiita, tichipanana mabasa, ndivo kuti tishande zvakanaka kuti nyika yedu ibudirire.
Mune ramangwana muri kufunga kuti muchadzokera zvekare kunokwikwidza mune sarudzo?
Iye manje ndatombofonerwa nevekusiti ndichaendako. Even ndisina hangu kuwana chigaro chacho, ndichange ndichishanda necity council ndichiisawo zvandanchitarisira kuti ndo zvatichaisa kune vanhu. vari kuda pfungwa idzo dzandi nadzo. Saka ndinenge ndirimo ndozvandikutaura kuti tinongo chingofambidzana izvi ndakakudza vakandiinvita kuti uya kuno undipo pfungwa dzawangawo nadzo dzakanaka chaizvo kubetsera avo vanotambudzika vasina mabasa avo vasina transportation kuenda kumabasa avo kana kuzvikoro zvevana vavo. Saka in the future of course ndichakwikwidza futi and probably it will be a higher position than this one.
Aiwa tinotenda hedu vatembo tongoti tinokushuvirai kuti muramangwana muchange muchibudirira musarudzo.
Thank you so much.
Zvakanakai.
Zvakanakai. Bye.
Yeah. Sesilai umunye umhlonishwa wethu akade sesimnxusile kungakayenzakali ingxabangxoza lapha umnumzana Sibanda. Usukhona ecengweni?
Ngikhona ecengweni, yebo.
Yeah, kunjani baba?
Hayi ndikukhona konje.
So usele imizuzumbe emihlanu kuphela ukuthi siphethe uhlelo lwethu kuke waba le ngxabangxoza la kube le emergency yomlilo sagcina sesiphumile kustudio siyaxolisa. Kodwa ke sinikeke imicabango yakho, imibono yakho ngokwenzakala ekhaya.
Ngibone ngani mina okwenzakala ekhaya sibona lo mbiko ovele ku lo bengumkhokheli obengumsekeli kapresident u-Emmerson Mnangagwa engani uyedisela abantu ukuthi njengoba yena engasekho njalo uphumile elizweni mhla ezaphenduka abantu bazambona. Abanye ebesikhuluma labo esengikhulume labo kakhulu namhlanje bekhala ukuthi hayi ukhanye ngani ndoda lo wothisele ubudlwangudlwangu izinto ezifana lazenezo. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi nxa ukhangelisisa izenzo zakhe yena akula akukhanye ukuthi kulobudlwangudlwangu obungaphumelela bebukhulu elizweni leZimbabwe. Kodwa sibe sibone njalo ukuthi abanye abamsekelayo eHarare batshayiwe namhlanje balinyazwa ngalaba abasekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Khonokho lakho sikubona kuyinto embi kakhulu kodwa ngibone ngani izenzakalo eziphuma kuzanu p f zitshengisa ukuthi ibandla leli amalanga lo angani esemalutshwana kusabe sukuzajwala singabonanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ingabe seqhambuke ngaphakathi kumbe sesile kukala lokhu libamndezele uZulu weZimbabwe.
Yes, sikhangeleke ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ukhanya lokho esiba lamandla ngokuya kwamalanga. Umbona ezagcina engu-vice president kumbe edlule lapho?
Hayi, vele ukuba ngu-vice president akusela mbuzo, vele usengu-vice president. Sikhuluma nje sokusela ukuthi nje nxa sekephuma ku-conference yabo, ku-congress yabo ngo-December, bese kufakwa-ke emaphepheni kube mgcini ukuthi usengu-vice president. Njalo nxa esengu-vice president ngibone ngani amathuba okuthi usengaphumelela ukuthi abe ngu-president futhi mhlawumbe nxa u-president Mugabe engavuka chiya umsebenzi loba ngayiphi indlela ngibone ngani asephezulu kakhulu. Ngibone ngani sizaba lalo olunye usuku oluka acting president Grace Mugabe kumbe substantive president Grace Mugabe. Angiboni kulenye indlela engenzakala esingamvimbela manje unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ukuba ukuthi ngelinye ilanga akhokhele izwe leZimbabwe.
Briefly, can you explain the rise and rise of Grace Mugabe in English?
I think that this was in the offing. I said this more than on this platform more than 4 years ago when I said that when she started her campaign against Joyce Mujuru, it was an existential issue. It was about her realizing that as soon as Mugabe is out of the picture, she and her family are going to be answering for some of the problems that Mugabe is accused of, and that if she doesn't take over herself, then she may have to rely on somebody else protecting her and her family. And that's for that reason she found that she had no choice, absolutely no choice, but to try and take over herself. At the time, a lot of people thought that it was far-fetched, but people
cut you out there, Dr. Sibanda, because we have run out of time. but I would have once more I apologize for having that emergency which had to take us out of the studio. My name is Praxedes Jeremiah, standing in for Chris Gande and Jonga Kandemiri in the Diaspora Forum. Ika malami Praxedes Jeremiah, in City Lilale. Arukukone kai, ndi PJ.